My dear Lord, I have received your letter of the 7th instant, which I did not do sooner, having been out of town. The accounts of the Tartar will be finished this week, and I shall send you a copy of your share, for which you may give a bill to Messrs. Earl and Hodgson at 3 months from the 21st instant. A strong report prevails this morning that the Tartar has already taken a prize, which I hope will prove true. She took a small Corsican the other day, loaded with oysters. But according to the instructions I gave him to behave like a gentleman, he returned the poor fellow his boat after regaling his ship's company with some of the oysters. The men told the story here with tears of joy, but it must remain a secret. For if the oyster gentleman had mentioned his meeting with a privateer at the health office, they would have put him in quarantine, which would have spoiled his market. We have here a drawing of the late Hibernia, now Earl Cooper, which I shall get copied and send your lordship. She is a perfect beauty. The painting contains part of her history, which, as it is odd enough and may amuse your lordship, I shall relate to you. She was fitted out last summer on her last cruise, had on board 150 men, but very few seamen. She was coming up here for cannon and powder. Of the last had but a barrel or two, of the first from 6 to 8 of different calibre. The rest were wood to make a show. She had not sailed above a few hours when she met with a French privateer of 8 guns, 2 whereof were 16-pounders and 2 Honwitzers. The only way to take her was by boarding, which the crew were a little averse to. However, Captain Barry, who commanded her, ran her on board. Many of his men, being freshwater sailors, disappeared, but the braver part succeeded in carrying the Frenchman, of whom they killed and wounded about 30. We lost only 3 men. This privateer saved the voyage to Leghorn, having furnished us completely with all kind of arms and ammunition. She was much smaller than ours, but completely manned and superiorly fitted. I expect every day to hear of the above vessels sailing from Mahon, when I shall send you a bill of sale to the amount of £300, for which you may then send me bills at 3 months' date on London. When these 2 vessels are out, your lordship will enjoy the pleasures of a chase. It is really such, and there is a pleasing anxiety in it. I speak from experience. We have nothing new from England. The Fox privateer of 16 guns, after finding the Sirius, a French frigate of 32 guns, for the space of 2 hours, off Candia, sunk alongside her. She had about 24 men killed and wounded. The rest were saved and are now at the Lazaretto in Malta. George Forbes, Leghorn, 15th of March, 1780.